G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from CoachMarketingMachine.com. Today, I want to give you a quick tip, a little bit of strategy around how to plan the perfect conversion event, the perfect sales webinar. See, the way you deliver a webinar and the way you plan it are completely reversed. Let me explain it. It's going to be really, really helpful for you. All right, so I'm here at Pearl Farm Resort in the Philippines right now, and I got a text message this morning from Cyril. Cyril, if you're watching this, congratulations on the win. He's just run his first ever sales webinar. He was a little bit nervous about it, been sending me some texts saying, you know, wish me luck and how do I do this, etc. And anyway, he's done his first webinar. He's got 23 booked sales appointments out the back end, which is fantastic, especially for a first job. I mean, kudos, Cyril. Well done. If I could say well done in French, I'd do it. Allez, or something like that, because he's French. Anyway, back to the topic. The reason I bring up Cyril is because I want to talk to you quickly about how to plan a sales webinar that really converts. See, when you deliver a sales webinar, there's six steps. You go the opening, the stick, the stretch, the transition, the invitation, and the party. You basically go from the opening, how you start, all the way through to the close when you finish with some content and a couple of other bits in the middle, right? So you deliver it top down, from start to finish, right? Obviously, you're not going to deliver the offer at the start because that'd just be weird. But when it comes to planning, you do the exact opposite. You don't start at the start. When it comes to planning a webinar to sell, you start at the end, right? You start down here with what's my offer going to be? What's the perfect, you know, what's the exact offer and how do I make that as juicy as I can? Then you plan out the content. If that's the offer I want to make, what three pieces of content do I need to teach to make people want the offer that I'm going to make at the end? Does that make sense? So, if you've got a webinar about, you know, if your offer is about, let's say it's black belt, and it, you know, what I do is I help people automate their marketing so they generate more leads without having to chase people, convert people without having to talk to people one-on-one with sales webinars, and leverage their coaching program so that you don't have to do one-on-one coaching if you don't want to, and you can help way more people and scale up big. If those are the three parts about my program, about my offer, then guess what? When it comes to planning my content, guess what my content should be? Well, I should teach some content about how to automate your marketing. I should teach some content, you know, the most useful bits I've got around how to sell with webinars. And thirdly, when it comes to leveraging a coaching program, I should teach that too. Why? Because if that's what I want to offer at the end, I want to make sure that my content leads nicely into the offer. Otherwise, like, I'm going to teach X and then try to invite you to do Y. There's a mismatch. So when it comes to delivering it, we start top down. We go opening, you know, through to content, through to close with the middle steps in between. When it comes to the planning though, we go, what's my offer? What do I need to teach? And then how do I start that to set it up the best way I can? Does that make sense? So that's the deal. When you deliver a webinar, go top down. When you're planning it, go bottom up. Start with the offer and reverse engineer the perfect webinar for you. Does that help? Does that make sense? I hope it does. Listen, if you like this video, please click the like button, spread the love, tell your friends. I want to get as many people as I can hip to running webinars that sell, you know, high value events that people love, even if they don't buy. But you have an incredible percent, you know, 20, 30, 40% of people go, that was amazing, but I want more, and take action towards your next step. So please share the love. Listen, I've got a quick question for you. Are you using webinars right now to sell? If you are, let me know how you're going and what you found biggest challenge. And if you haven't, what's the number one thing that's holding you back from using webinars to sell your coaching? Please leave me a comment below. I'd love to help you out down in the comments.
Cool.
Listen, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. Hope you like this video. I'm going to sign off because the light's fading and kids are calling. They're in there playing Xbox doing Dance Revolution or something like that. So I got to join them with no rhythm. So wish me luck. Listen, take good care. I'll talk to you soon.